Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. John Audette is back, ladies and gentlemen. John's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the guys we talked to many years ago, back in the early days when we started doing this, back in 98. John was joining us to talk to us about we're just getting off the ground with regard to the online world. And John was one of the guys there helping to put together some of the best practices, and he's been helping people ever since. He's the founder and CEO of 406 Strategies, Inc., and he's our good friend, John Audette. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, John, I want to talk about, we've been reviewing some of the myths, some of the marketing myths of the online world that you put together, and one of them is about Yellow Pages, and I want to talk about that first, because I just wonder, this is one of the areas that's really, I think, giving some small business owners a fit right now, is that over the years, they've done really well with Yellow Pages. It's expensive to be in the book, to be well represented in the book. It just costs money. And frankly, for most small businesses, John, for years and years, was the largest expenditure for marketing that any small business did, maybe the only thing they did, and it worked. It turned out for them. But now, and here we are in the second decade of the 21st century, I just wonder how valid the Yellow Pages are anymore. What do you think?
Well, we've become kind of an online resource about that topic, the validity of Yellow Pages, and we get a lot of traffic to our website because we've done a lot of research on it. And you know, it's hard to get a lot of facts sometimes because the Yellow Pages are out there kind of obfuscating the truth and throwing up a big ink cloud and so on. But the bottom line is you can tell how the Yellow Page companies are doing by reviewing their financial documents. I'm an ex-stockbroker, and I'm comfortable doing that. And for example, Dex in a one-year period went from $1.8 billion to $600 million. But the bottom line is people aren't using the Yellow Pages anymore. They just flat aren't using them. I mean, habits have changed. There's some exceptions to that, like everything.
When you say aren't using Yellow Pages, we're talking about the print version.
I guess that really does make me
kind of a dinosaur, because occasionally I do pick it up and use it for local, yeah.
Well, you know, you're kind of an old guy like me.
I am, I admit it.
and the younger the demographic, the less likely they are to use it. And in fact, they're actually starting to get almost militant against them because they consider Yellow Pages to be litter. They consider it to be, you know, non-ecological. The city of Seattle spends $300,000 a year to recycle unused Yellow Pages. And you're seeing cities pass ordinances where people can have the right to opt out of Yellow Pages if they want. They're having to haul them away by the truckload out of apartment house lobbies because no one's picking them up. So the bottom line is, like you said, for years it was easy. You know, they had a monopoly. And you just automatically turn to the Yellow Pages, and so a business had a very easy decision. That's the good news. The bad news is the Yellow Pages were well aware of that monopoly, and they really gouged small businesses.
As I said, it was expensive.
It was extortion-level expensive. Mm-hmm. It was beyond expensive. And that's why the Yellow Pages have not made a successful move online, because they didn't want to cannibalize their print cash cow.
But they've had to come to terms with that now. They are seeing themselves as an online resource now.
Too little, too late. Yeah. You know, now everybody goes to Google, or maybe Bing, or maybe Yahoo. But
well,
you know, they don't
go to, for business, they might go to Manta. Manta's doing a good job of that.
But, you know, habits have changed. And so right now the Internet is the Yellow Pages.
Right.
And so what's happening is the Yellow Pages have really gotten aggressive.
So businesses should consider maybe doing some local ad buys through Google or some of the local search engine type of resources, and diverting some of the money from Yellow Pages over to the online world. And that's the challenge, isn't it? Knowing how to do that.
That's almost all of what they should do.
Yeah.
Our corporate mission is very simple. We know that businesses right now face a lot of headwinds, and the last thing we want them to do is spend more money.
Right.
So our corporate mission is to, with our clients, we want them to spend less money on their marketing if possible. We just want to get a bigger yield
from what they spend.
They're getting right
Hold
now.
Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, John Ardetta and I are going to continue to talk about marketing your small business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.